Chapter 115. Gavin woke to someone slapping his face. He felt awful. The cabin was dark, and stank of men who hadn't washed in ages, and bilge water, and seaweed, and fish, and human waste. There were manacles on his wrists, and he was naked except for a breech clout. Another slap cracked across his cheek, hard enough to put the taste of blood in his mouth. He opened his eyes. He looked at the man in front of him. His lungs and throat felt raw from the seawater he tried to breathe.
"Gunner, you son of a bitch," Gavin said.
His voice was raw too. Last night was a dim memory.
"What are you doing?"
"Can't draft, can you?"
Gavin held up his hands. Empty. Helpless. It was so dim in the cabin it would take him a couple of minutes to draft enough to be a threat to anyone. And summoning the will would be a problem too, with how terrible he felt.
"Give me a couple minutes," he said.
His left eye was swollen. There was... Oh, or Hullam. Gavin checked his chest. It was uninjured. What the hell kind of nightmares had he been having? Thinking he'd been stabbed? Had he been drugged and smuggled off the flagship?
"Your eyes are as blue as Ceres's, Lord Guile. Not a touch of halo in them. Always hated Lux Lords putting on airs. Ordering people around. Not willing to pull their own weight."
He laughed low, as if he'd said something clever.
"But I've got my own solution to the little injustices life brings under my purview. It ain't quite the ship of state, but she is a stately ship, is she not?"
"This is your boat?"
Gavin asked, still disoriented. He was seated on a bench next to a skinny man with white hair and beard, big eyes, half-clothed. All of the men down here were skinny and half-clothed, all drinking water or tearing into hardtack, all wearing chains, all watching him.
"Yes, my boat. The Bitter Cob, I call her, for how she'll leave your nethers raw. She belongs to me, and now you belongs to her. Serve well, Guile. For if this old girl goes down, you go down with her."
The other end of his manacles snapped shut around the oar.
"Gunner,"
Gavin said, warning.
"Captain Gunner, number 6, or you get a whipping."
"Oh, Hullam, damn you. Don't you know who I am?"
It had been almost 2 decades since Gunner had worked for Gavin. Maybe time had changed him too much for the man to recognize him without his rich clothes. Gunner grinned.
"He who asks, 'Don't you know who I am?' is the one who doesn't know the answer. But here's the thing, Gavin Guile. I'm going to give you the opportunity to find out."
"Not Gavin,"
Gavin said defiantly.
"Dazen. My name is Dazen Guile."
Gunner threw open the door and daylight poured in.
"Whatever guile you use makes no matter to me. Your galley slave 6. Third row, middle seat. But don't worry, you row strongly and obey alacritously, and you'll get a head seat in 6 months. Good to have goals, ain't it?"
He grinned toothily.
"Boys?"
Gavin said nothing. He didn't resist, for in the open door he'd seen something worse than bondage. In the dim, near night of the reeking cabin he hadn't noticed. Colours were always muted by darkness. But with the opening of that door, with the sky and the birds and sails, and the pure puissant light that Gavin had been waiting to soak up to use to break these chains and escape, he saw something worse. He couldn't split the colours from that pure white light. He couldn't split the colours because he couldn't draft the colours. He couldn't draft the colours because he couldn't see the colours. The ignorant speak of subchromacy as colour blindness, when it really is only colour confusion. But Gavin was colourblind. All the world was grey. It was as Gunner had tried to tell him. In one instant, everything that was special about Gavin Guile had been stripped away. He not only wasn't the prism anymore, he wasn't even a drafter. The door to the deck slapped closed, and chains rattled through the handles, trapping Gavin in a blacker darkness than any he had ever known.